the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
As we ended the previous segment, Chris was continuing with an explanation about theories and evidence and about related possibilities and such. And I had a question in the winds which I want to present after you finish this.
Okay, well, basically what I was saying, Gene, is pretty simple. You can't have tunnel vision. You have to have your radar on and your feelers tuned for other things that are going on in areas where the phenomena that you're interested in is occurring. And attendant phenomena and synchronistic events are really important. And that's one thing I think David and I have developed is a capacity to be really open and aware of attendant phenomena that may be happening in the culture, in the weather, in the political arena, in the you know all the different permutations that are occurring in an area where you're investigating. That's really important.
Can you give us some examples of attendant phenomena?
Well, I think David's trip to Ellsbury, Missouri, would be a perfect example. David, why don't you answer that one?
Yeah, that's a good question there, Gene. But, and I think it was summer of 78, I went to Ellsbury, Missouri with my colleagues Bill McIntyre and Kerry Sewell. That we had heard that there were mutilations happening there and a lot of UFO sightings. So we thought, wow, let's go to one of these places. I think it was the first time we'd ever really gone out of our milieu and gone into something and just say, okay, let's just see what's going on here. So we get there, and sure enough, I talk about this in the introduction to the Stalking the Herd, my trip to Ellsbury, but that really opened my eyes, I think, in terms of different phenomena that are going on in a cattle mutilation area. For instance, that was the Momo, the Missouri monster. We get there and they say, well, yeah, we had these cattle mutilations, and then old Fred over there, he saw Momo in the woods, and I go, like, what's Momo? Oh, you don't know about Momo? That's this hairy creature that runs around and does things and occasionally runs off with our livestock or slashes and kills them. And I went, oh, okay. And then Tom over there, he was down at the river the other day, and he saw all these, he said they look like little kids wearing silver suits. And they're all down there by the river, and he got kind of spooked and left. And it's like, okay. So then the next guy says, well, we were down at the Mississippi River fishing, and we saw these 55-gallon drums, what looked like floating down the river. And they were all just floating along, and all of a sudden they just rose up out of the water and flew off in formation. So you got, you know, 55-gallon drums flying in formation. And then we're going like, okay, and what about the flying saucers? Oh, yeah, everybody's seen them. The mayor, newspaper editor, the chief of police, they're your classic flying saucers. It's like, oh, right. So you start tallying these things up, and then there were helicopters, mystery helicopters in that situation, too. So these are you would call attendant phenomena. And just to add on to that, in the process of doing research for Chris's book, I was kind of amazed. I sort of pick a place. At that point, I was working on stuff in the Midwest. And I would, okay, we knew that, say, that they had a cattle mutilation in 1973. That's all I knew. And I would start digging. And then next thing you know, it's like, well, they had helicopters, unmarked helicopters around the same time. And then they were a focal point for the 1973 UFO wave. A lot of classic flying saucer sightings. And then you start digging historically. And, oh, yes, well, this is also the site where everybody sees the giant black panthers in the woods all the time. And other cryptids that... it's sort of like you pick up any rock and there's something living under it, right? Well, this is also the place where the Bigfoot is being seen all the time. This is also the place where this, that, and the other. So the next thing you know, you've got 6-7 attendant phenomena in these sites. Oh, yeah, by the way, it was also a place of a major airship sighting in 1897. So you're like, wow, there's quite a string of, what is it about this place anyway? And they've got creatures in the lake that bite your testicles off, too. So there you go. Don't get too nosy.
Whoops.
Whoops. No kidding. I mean, I sent you that report. I don't think that was a cryptid. Supposedly that was a real creature. But these other things, what I learned gave me a greater appreciation for in that research was how often these so-called cryptid, cryptozoological creatures are part of the scenario. And this reveals my bias. Chris is talking about biases. In the past, I've tended to push all that stuff to the side and say, this doesn't relate. Oh, this is something else. This is something else. I didn't want to face the fact that it was perhaps integral to the cattle mutilation scenario. So that was my bias. I was biased against the Bigfoot creatures. I was biased against the so-called mutilations in England. All these things I tended to just put aside, and that's my blinders, my blind spot. And every researcher has to identify where their blind spots are.
I think that's really an important point that should be stressed. Again, it goes back to the whole idea of being too focused on a single aspect of a potential mysterious, I guess it would be a constellation of attendant phenomena. And, you know, the whole mystery helicopter thing, I think both David and I would agree, is a major element here that many researchers out there just tend to kind of dismiss or sweep under the rug or try to explain them away with what appear to be high strange explanations that don't quite fit. That brings me to another question here from one of our listeners at forum.theparacast.com. This comes from Captain Recovery, who has been on the Paracast forum here since 2008, but has only posted 12 messages over 6 years. So,
you see what you've done, Chris?
All right. We're fleshing them out now.
Yeah, we are. They're coming out of the woodwork. This is an interesting one. In Cache County, Utah, in 1976, after a series of mutilations, ranchers formed an armed surveillance watch looking for helicopters seen around mutilations. After police confronted several men in an unmarked Army helicopter at a small local airport, there was a heated exchange and mutilations ceased for about 5 years. He says, "I believe the government has the means, helicopters, laser cutting tools, etc., and the motive, tracking mad cow disease, scrapie, etc., to explain most of it." That's a little debatable, but he's wondering, are we aware or are you aware of any other confrontations like the one in Utah?
I'm not even aware of that one. Are you?
It's news to me. Well, I did mention the, I think it was Iowa, where ranchers were actually, in Kansas, were actually shooting at helicopters. And in a couple of cases, the helicopters shot back. But in terms of actually confronting people on the ground, I would like to know more about that. Captain Recovery, send me a private message or post information about that particular case.
That's very unusual.
Yeah, it's almost standalone. And Cache County, Utah, if, you know, off the top of my head, does not kind of ring a bell in terms of many mutilation cases. So I might have to do a little digging. If you have any more information about that, Mr. Recovery or Captain, do get in touch with us and fill us in. I'd love to see a newspaper article about that.
We don't want to say he should recover it. I hear dead silence.
Well, that's news to me. I wouldn't really know what to how to comment on that, because that would be a major development in the research realm here for us. Well, let's get a little bit bigger picture, David. Digital Trickster, who is one of our posters at forum.theparacast.com, he has a very good question here, and I want to bounce it off you, because I know it will elicit a very interesting response. He asks, do you think that what's the end goal of all this? To simply push ourselves to grow more as a species? Or do you believe that it is pushing us towards a much larger end game for humanity? And if so, what do you think that may be?
We'll get the answer to that in our next segment. David Perkins joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 hosting, and they're screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
The end game. Is there an end game? I still think it's not going to happen in our lifetimes.
You're probably right. Like I say, this there will always be the unknown, and there will always be inquiring minds as long as we're walking around on the planet. But in terms of the end game, that's not exactly a term that I use often. But I will say I would like to just back up one notch to say to Chris's last book, The Trickster. Stalking the Trickster. Which was a very important book, and it's something that Chris and I have been more and more involved in researching, is the figure, the character of the trickster. So go get that book and read it, and read my introduction to that book, which I think is relevant to this discussion. But my particular angle of research right now, I'm not so much into going out and looking at more dead cows. It's sort of like Chris. We have an embarrassment of riches. It's like Heine talked about ufology. We've got so many reports. We've got thousands and thousands of reports. What's one more report going to tell us, really? So I'm looking at more macro ideas in terms of what could possibly explain this. And this is where it gets a little complicated. But the trickster is such a key figure here, and I'm glad Chris wrote a whole book about it, that this particular archetype, I guess you could call it, it's a mythological image that carries over culture to culture. It's part of what Carl Jung, the psychologist, would call a collective unconscious. So I'm looking at the areas where possibly there, another energy could be involved. People say, well, whatever did the mutilations is a non-human intelligence. And I was balk at that particular term, because I'm not really sure what non-human intelligence is.
Maybe however, dolphins, but dolphins aren't walking on the land and
right,
mutilating well, cattle, sure.
Not typically.
Not typically? So the dolphins are really flying in their UFOs.
Well, the non-human intelligence is sort of like a code word for extraterrestrial intelligence, really. When people say that it's a non-human intelligence, I'm not so sure it is. And then to segue into the next area where I'm very interested in is the Gaia hypothesis, which is the idea that the Earth is one living organism. This was pioneered by James Lovelock back in the mid-60s, around the time Snippy was mutilated. But the idea is that the Earth is a sentient, intelligent being that regulates itself for the maximum effect of creating the perfect conditions for life. So this, when Lovelock came out with this idea, he was roundly thumped by the scientific community. It's like, what do you mean? How can this be an intelligent being? How can this be a sentient being? Because that goes against, that implies what they call teleology, which means that the purpose of life or the purpose of something is a goal. It's heading in, it has a purpose. A true Darwinian would say there is no purpose. It's all random processes. So basically, Lovelock got cut off at the knees by the scientific community. I say, how dare you? You know, and then he had to come out and backtrack and say, well, I'm not saying that Gaia is a sentient being, and it's no surrogate for God, that's for sure. So it created a huge division, which is still being fought out today. However, my interest right now is to blast on through with seeing Lovelock's theory to its logical conclusion, which is, okay, what if it is a sentient being? What if it does have intelligence? Say it does have a form of consciousness and purpose. How does that interact with our conscious minds? How does that interact with our unconscious minds? And what are the possibilities that something like the mutilations can be some form of Gaian mechanism, a biological mechanism perhaps? For what purpose is a bit unclear, but I have my ideas, more than I will go into at the moment, but so I'm looking in those areas. It's like, what other intelligence could be at work here? And perhaps the answer is right under our nose. We haven't looked there, really.
There's also the evolutionary imperative, which, you know, would obviously deserve an entire series of shows to talk about. But, you know, David has come up with the idea that possibly certain kinds or maybe perhaps all kinds of paranormal phenomena that have some sort of sci-fi kind of element to it, whether it's UFOs, whether it's mystery the slayings of livestock. Maybe it's trying to pull us off planet because we know this Earth is going to get hit by an epic-ending asteroid, or we're going to have a coronal mass ejection that's going to fry the planet. The sun's going to go supernova at some point, and we have to get off this rock in space, and perhaps some sort of Gaian imperative or intelligence, if you will, is attempting to lure us off the planet, is trying to trick us to go out and seed the human genome off planet and get us out there into the stars so that we can perpetuate this this wonderful experiment that we know as humanity out into the stars and save us from eventual doom.
Yeah, that's where we were talking earlier about the memes, and we've covered this in your books a fair amount. One of your forewords I wrote about the origin of the extraterrestrial meme basically goes all the way back to the 5th century BC in Greece to the idea of plurality of worlds. And even 500 years before Christ, they were walking around in Greece saying, oh, yeah, there are worlds out there. There are people just like us walking around, talking about the same kind of stuff. There are people all over the place in this universe. I mean, that was 500 years BC. And that was basically the origin of that, of the extraterrestrial meme, which, you know, traveled on through time. And by the time we hit modern times, we had, you know, science fiction, War of the Worlds, H.G. Wells, Jules Verne, The Age of Flying Saucers, all of these memes they created what I call a memeplex. And in other words, a meme will glom onto other memes so they all have a better chance of perpetuating themselves. In this instance, the ET meme is bolstered by the cattle mutilations. That has been the net effect of it, of the cattle mutilations. It's in the popular culture. It's down to the level of the rancher out in the field. It's everywhere. They use it to sell deodorant, UFOs zapping cows. I mean, it's totally pervasive. So the meme is and abductions are another kind of mini meme, I call them.
And, boy, that's rough.
Across circles and all of these things have created a giant memeplex, which perpetuates the idea of extraterrestrial life and of flying saucers, which is, again, one of those things that's pulling us into the future and preparing us mentally to get off planet.
I'll tell you what, I sometimes like to do that. And I like the concept of the memeplex.
Yeah.
Really do. Because you wonder, okay, if this is just to take us to another step in our evolution, what is the real truth behind it? We have David Perkins joining Gene and Chris. The book is Stalking the Herd. You're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Phillips, listening to the Paracast, and it's as good as it gets, believe me.
We still have some questions out there from our listeners, but we have a lot more to talk about with David Perkins. And, of course, we're focusing on stalking the herd about cattle mutilations. And I like your idea here, David, about meme plexus. But that implies that we believe in something that may not be the case, but it's part of our evolutionary cycle. So what do you think?
Well, I was wondering when he said mini meme, if he had his pinky underneath his chin.
I did. Mini meme, yeah. Well, memes, this is the fascinating research to me right now. It's what keeps me going. It's just
and by the way, we're not going to get sued by Vern Troyer if we continue using the word mini.
Oh. Alrighty. Well, it's I'm looking at it from an evolutionary point of view, and it's like Terence McKenna says something like, getting off the planet is the great goal of all biology, you know, that we will be destroyed eventually if we don't get off the planet, and the nature of life is to find survival strategies, and those may come in an unconscious form. They may come in a very conscious form, but I think there's an unconscious element to it that we don't quite know why we're doing what we're doing, but or believing what we're believing. But it's paving the way for these next big steps.
If we're going to be moved into space, why did the space program essentially get canceled? There's not much being done with it. Even these baby steps taken by private industry aren't doing
well. We don't really know. Richard Dolan's idea of the breakaway civilization, Joseph Farrell, others have mentioned that there may be a stovepipe program that already has us off planet potentially.
I don't think so. Gene, in answer to that, I'm a member of all the space groups, the planetary societies, and all this. And I read their bulletins, and I'm kind of amazed how much stuff is going on that doesn't really make big news. You know, for me, the idea in the recent past, we sent a probe to intercept an asteroid, which was millions of miles away, and we landed a camera on it that was sending back video to within 3 feet of impact of the surface. And I thought, boy, that is a piece of engineering. I mean, that is remarkable. whoever came up with that. And we're doing all that kind of stuff. We're studying how to divert asteroids. I keep getting these things. Okay, the latest thing is the laser bees, I think they're called. It's a swarm of little satellite things that if an asteroid's heading toward the Earth, we'll figure out how to deflect it with mirrors. We'll heat it up. We'll do this. We'll move it. We'll gently nudge it off its course and all these different techniques with solar sails. And boy, they're working all the time trying to figure this out.
We'll just call up Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis and they'll fly over.
That's it, really. But those are images, those are memes that are planted in our heads. Like, wow, someday we may have to divert an asteroid. Gee, really, we might have to do this. So anything that promotes the idea of a spacefaring civilization, including these meme plexes that I've been describing, is part of an overall survival strategy for us and or Gaia.
I'd still love to see a public program where we're going to the moon and Mars and elsewhere. Chris, some more questions?
Well, here's one that's, I think I kind of surprised David with this observation early on, but this comes from Wade Ridsdale, who's one of our real active posters at forum.theparacast.com. And he kind of sums it up pretty well here and imposes a question. If one of the major reasons for catamelations is in the name of environmental monitoring and done by black op type government agencies here in the U.S., and maybe elsewhere, why do you think that the Brahmin breed is still left untouched? Would these cattle not be susceptible to the same environmental pollutants as other breeds? Is there something about their organs that would make them less desirable for monitoring? Granted, there are probably a number of reasons for the mute mystery, but all involved seem to regard the Brahmin breed as bovine non grata. Have you, David Perkins, found a single case of a Brahma cow, bull, or steer, or calf, that has been found in a mutilated condition anywhere?
Well, the best I came up with was that half Brahmin mutilation.
And that's one case.
Yeah, you cover this really well in your book in terms of talking about the cultural spin or whatever that's put on various paranormal phenomena. Mutilations, for instance, you make the great observation that this is a Christian country phenomenon. The mutilations are not reported in non-Christian countries. Obviously, the Brahmin is sacred in Hindu culture in India. No mutilations there. What, they don't have environmental problems there? I don't know. So you've got to look at, that was just an amazing observation. Worldwide, you map out all the countries where they've happened, they're all Christian countries. That is an anomaly within an anomaly.
Boy, I'll say, I love these stories of the lifters, these gangs of Indian youths that convert garbage trucks into cattle napping vehicles, and they go around at night and lure cattle up ramps into garbage trucks and then have them rendered at illegal, highly profitable secret rendering operations. I think we're slowly starting to see that Indian subcontinent being, changing its very ancient cultural worship of the Brahma cow, which is the predominant breed of cattle in India. But one thing that I was also surprised to find is that India is the world's largest exporter of beef.
Yeah. Amazing, huh?
That was another showstopper.
Yeah.
We're stopping a lot of shows here.
Well, if they're not going to eat them in India, they might as well make some money off them, right? At 17,000 McDonald's in the world, I think there's, 270 in India or 300 outlets, and none of them serve beef.
Yeah, good point.
Well, we haven't even talked about my favorite theory, which is kind of an offshoot of the environmental monitoring theory, but the whole idea of mad cow disease possibly being some sort of inadvertently escaped weaponized form of transmissible spongiform encephalopathy, and that possibly one agenda that's dovetailed with others, as we've discussed, may be to monitor the potential spread of mad cow disease in the environment. What do you think of that particular theory, David?
I think it's a pretty good theory. It's one of those that we could build up pretty far, and then I think I could tear it down pretty far. But it's quite interesting, and I'm kind of amazed in a way that NIDS would come up with this, Colm Kelleher. But I mean, after even hearing, say, Greg talk the other day about Gabe and Valdez and his experience with NIDS, it's almost like Gabe wasn't aware of what went on the so-called Skinwalker Ranch, right? And talk about attendant phenomena. It was just everything there, just complete nutso paranormal wonderland, you know. And to weed that out, to weed all those other things out, the attendant phenomena, and say, okay, well, this cow was cut up and his parts were taken, and that's what's consistent with testing for prion diseases. It's like, okay, well, what about all this other stuff? Well, that doesn't relate right now. So that's problematic to me. It's just problematic. But, you know, and so that's the same problem I have with my own nuclear theory. I mean, it just doesn't seem to explain all the evidence. There's just too many other loose ends floating around.
Right.
That just don't plug in. So if you're going to have a really comprehensive theory, you've got to have something that allows all of that evidence in.
We're going to have another segment where we're going to allow all of the evidence in. Chris's book is Stalking the Herd. Go to stalkingtheherd.com to place your order for the book, and Chris will sign it. How about that? Until his hands are worn out. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm David Cordeni, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
That's Chris's hands being worn out.
Oh.
He'll then sigh with his feet and then fumigate it.
What do you got? One more segment? Where are we?
We are on the final segment, David Perkins.
All right. We'll be summing it up or what? I don't know. Take your questions, right?
We're taking questions.
Right. Yeah. David, let's go ahead and hear your final summation here. What's right. going on here, David?
You ready?
I was born ready, dude. You know that.
Hours and hours later, it's like, oh, God, is he still droning on?
Years and decades later.
Really? Make him go away.
I love the case from last summer in Nebraska where the rancher went out and found his mutilated cow with its head stuffed down a hole in the pasture.
Yeah, right.
I love that one. That's talk about a unique standalone case.
What is up with that?
I thought ostriches were the ones that put their head in the sand. This is the first time I've ever heard of a cow with its head stuffed down a hole.
Yeah.
Mutilated.
Well, that certainly dropped the show to a dead stop.
Another showstopper.
Oh, yeah. You're very good at that.
Yeah, especially this particular episode. Well, David, come on. Where do we go from here? We're going to be analyzing Stalking the Herd in this book that we're going to co-author together. What are some of the methodologies that you think we should be pursuing and utilizing for this process? And what are some avenues that excite you in terms of where to go, what road to go down here?
Are we on the show? Are we running?
Yeah.
We've been running, man.
Okay, we're running.
Quickly.
Well, like I say, where my interests lie are in these other realms that aren't as scientific as what you're describing. However, according to my theorizing, monitoring the spread of prion disease, it might not be monitoring. It might be pointing us to problems in our environment. This particular mechanism that I'm trying to describe could have many purposes if we know how to read it. It's sort of like some sort of mythological guidepost or something. If we can figure out what this phenomenon is saying, that where these problems are. Okay, we have problems with nuclear contamination. We have problems with contamination of the food chain. We have problems with authorities, in a new world political order. This is getting, it's more poetic and metaphorical than anything else. But if you're reading, Tom Bearden was back when he wrote Excalibur Briefing, these are tolpoidal manifestations, representing our unresolved conflicts. And the way he read cattle mutilations was that the Soviets are about ready to destroy us, that the, you know, taking of the udder is like taking of the mother's milk, and these other parallels. Talk about a blind spot. He basically describes the Jungian mechanism for collective unconscious manifestations, which is very interesting, which is the tulpa idea, which goes back to the Tibetan spiritual masters of being able to create physical manifestations. But the idea of being able to read what this actually says, maybe it's like a message to all of us. If we can read it, here we can identify these problems. And in essence, that's what Colm Kelleher did. He read that, and what his data presented him is that this is what needs to be done. He writes a book, very good one, about the problem of, CJD and Mad Cow, and it's really coming into the fore more and more and more.
And the book is Brain Trust, you people out there that really want to do your research.
Right, so you can look at the phenomenon and read these this gets very subjective, but say, okay, this is problematic. Here's a problematic area that I've identified by looking at these cattle mutilations. Isn't that interesting? That's what he would get from it, or what I would get from it in terms of the nuclear thing. But back to just to touch one more thing on the trickster. I don't think I explained that part. But what the trickster's role in mythology is the great boundary crosser, the great the entity, the life force or whatever that turns things upside down every once in a while. So a new order can be created, a novelty can emerge, new ways of thinking, new approaches. It turns a static social order on its head for a while, and that's lets everything reconfigure. So this is I'm identifying this as a biological force, basically. And I get a lot of criticism for doing this sort of thing because people say it's scientism. It's trying to it's reductionism.
Yeah, it's reductionist.
That you're reducing the mysteries and the enchantment of the world into mechanistic Newtonian terms. And that's just not going to work for the next phase of our evolution. It's just you're leaving too much out, So I'm going like, well, am I really disenchanting the world by pursuing this? Far be it from me, And other people criticize me for putting too much magic into the world, right, by even considering this kind of stuff. So I'm like, wait a minute. What am I doing, taking magic out or putting magic in? Gee whiz. It gets very confusing at that level. But it seems like that, to me, Gaian theory will have a lot of implications for our dealing with climate change and the really pressing issues that are, could destroy Gaia. And Gaia will find a way, or the human collective unconscious in conjunction with Gaia, or the human unconscious by itself, something or other, there are these forces working to get us to deal with these imminent problems that we're going to have to face up to soon.
David, we have only a moment or two left, and I want to ask you a fast question. What's your feeling about the so-called climate change deniers?
Oh, golly. That's funny. I was reading something just recently, James Lovelock, an interview he did in an English newspaper, and they asked him, What are we going to do about this climate change issue? Will we be able to do anything to mitigate this? And he said, no, humans are too stupid.
Oh, what a great comeback.
Right. That was a paraphrase. That wasn't exactly the way they put it, but that was the headline. Humans too stupid to deal with climate change.
Well, they don't understand the difference between weather and climate.
Right.
So in the winter, we get a snowstorm. Oh, there's no climate change because in the winter, we got a snowstorm. Well, what about eccentric weather? What about extreme weather? You never know. David Perkins, is there a place we can find more of what you do, or do you kind of exist in another realm of existence?
I'm in another order of existence here, but anybody wanting to follow up on some of these ideas I'm spouting, get Chris's books. Read all the forewords and the introductions that I write and some of the stuff that makes it into his actual books. I have a bibliography you can find online of various articles I've written over the years, things on the Sherman Ranch. And I wrote for Magonia, the English publication. Those are online. And I'm, really excited about this project with Chris. I think this is just going to be an enormous amount of fun and interesting. And we seem to, you know, bring out good things in each other and compliment each other's way of looking at things. And it's a good, healthy dialogue that we carry on. We don't always agree, obviously. But I think something really good is going to come out of this. I encourage people to get up to speed with all those books and then get ready for the next one.
And this has been a very healthy dialogue. And you see in a couple of cases here, Chris and David do not see eye to eye. David Perkins, we want you back to focus on a lot more stuff that we couldn't get to today. So we hope you will do that.
Sure.
Chris O'Brien has OurStrangePlanet.com, but for this book, he's got StalkingTheHerd.com. That's where you can learn more about the book, order a copy, and Chris will autograph it for you. You can find us on Twitter, where we're known as The Paracast. You can find us on Stitcher, which is that online radio service. They've got apps for iOS and Android. We're in the top 300 there. Okay, so somebody's listening to us. In addition to GCN, you can also hear The Paracast on the Boost Radio Network and the IRN Internet Radio Network. So more and more and more people are listening to their show, their favorite paranormal show, each and every week. David Perkins, thank you so much for joining us this week on The Paracast.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you, Izzy.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.